Leon spent the morning in conference with Hugh Delamere and his other officers. The little man had thrown himself wholeheartedly into the formation and training of his tiny force. Already he had raised more than 200 troopers and had mounted and equipped them from his own pocket. Delamere was renowned throughout the colony for his energy and enthusiasm, but keeping pace with him was exhausting. It had taken Delamere less than 2 weeks to bully and cajole the regiment into a state of campaign readiness. Now he wanted an enemy to fight, and had turned to Leon to find one.
"You're the only pilot we have, Courtney. Our border with the Hun is long, and the bush is thick. I agree with you that the best way to keep an eye open for the movements of von Lettow and his askaris is from the air. You have the job. My guess is that he will try to reach Nairobi by force marches up the Rift Valley from the main German base at Arusha. I want you to fly regular reconnaissance patrols from Percy's camp. I also know you have a network of Maasai Chungaji keeping watch for elephants coming into your area. You should let your boys know that for the time being we are more interested in the Hun than in ivory." By noon, Leon's notebook was half filled with his lordship's orders and instructions. Delamere dismissed his officers for lunch with orders to return promptly at 1400 hours. His lordship enjoyed his food and his siesta, so 2 hours was plenty of time to get out to the club for a bite of lunch and back again before Delamere ordered him flogged. But when he strode out into the street, Latika was waiting for him by the hitching rail in front of the bank. She was feeding his horse with sugar cubes, which both of them were enjoying.
"Hello, Lollipop. Did you come to see me or my horse? My daddy sent me to give this to you."
She pulled a sealed buff envelope from her apron pocket and offered it to him. She watched his face as he opened it and read the cablegram.
"Is it a letter from someone who loves you?" she asked wistfully.
"How did you know that?"
"Do you love her back?"
"Yes, very much.
Don't forget, I love you too,"
she whispered, and he saw she was close to tears. "Then you won't mind if I give you a ride home on horseback, will you?" Latika sniffed back her tears and forgot her potential rival. Mounted up behind him, she chattered happily all the way to her father's shop. Mr. Ghulam Vallabhji Esquire came out onto the pavement to welcome them.
"Welcome, welcome. Mrs. Vallabhji is serving her world-famous chicken curry and saffron rice for lunch. She will be cross and sad if you do not sample it with us."
While Mrs. Vallabhji and her daughters put the finishing touches to the luncheon table, Leon went to stand in front of the bookshelf and ran his eye over the display of books. Then he grunted with satisfaction and took a copy of Macmillan's English Dictionary from the upper shelf.
"May I borrow this for a while?"
he asked. Mr. Vallabhji touched the side of his nose with a finger and looked knowing. "General Ballantyne kept a copy of that book on his desk. It was the first thing he reached for whenever I took him a cable from Switzerland. Maybe Memsahib von Welberg has sent you the code." Then he covered both ears with his hands and said,
"But do not tell me about it. I am like the monkey who hears no evil. We secret agents must always be discreet."
The curry was exquisite, but Leon, eager to compose his response to Eva, hardly tasted it. As soon as the girls were clearing away the empty dishes, he sequestered himself in Mr. Vallabhji's office, and within 20 minutes had encoded a message to be sent to Eva. He began with a fervent protestation of his love, then explained Penrod's absence and went on. "With my uncle transferred to Cairo, I am left in the dark. Stop. I need to have all intelligence that you have in your possession. Stop. Eternal love. Stop. Badger." 4 days later, he received Eva's reply. He sat in Mr. Vallabhji's office using the dictionary to decode it. She had briefly outlined the information she had gleaned during the flying visit with Otto and Henny to German-African territory to meet von Lettow Vorbeck and Koos de la Rey. She explained the plot to raise a rebellion in South Africa at the outbreak of war, and listed the materials and stores for which de la Rey had appealed and that Graf Otto had promised to deliver. When he read the inventory, Leon whistled softly. 5 million German marks in gold coin? That's the equivalent of almost £2 million sterling. Enough to buy the whole damned African continent, let alone just the tip. He sat back in Mr. Vallabhji's chair and pondered the possibility of such an audacious scheme succeeding. He remembered the deeply rooted anger and bitterness that had infected Henny Durant, and thought, There are 100,000 other Boers just like him, trained and battle-hardened soldiers. Given the means, they could seize the entire country within days. Damned right the plot could succeed. But is there any way we can prevent it? Mr. Ghulam Vallabhji appeared in the doorway.
Another message has just arrived.
He came to the desk and laid the envelope in front of Leon. Leon worked quickly with the dictionary, then leaned back in his chair.
Airship? Not by ship, but by bloody great airship. And my little darling has discovered the exact route they will fly. If only she could tell us when they plan to come.